Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." We can see in America today that America has upped the ante on tempting a just and a holy God by attempting to advocate what God has called, not sin, my friends, but an abomination through homosexual marriage on television.
You know, nothing makes God happier than when two people, any two people, come together in love. Friends?
If it's not the homosexuals trying to convince the American people that everyone is so happy and accepting of their abominable life choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, because you got to remember sin is moral, not physical, well, then it's Kate Perry, the self-proclaimed little Christian, being burned at the cross. By the way, this is what they do to heretics. Gotta wonder what her daddy, the preacher's thinking right now. We also seen the little hypocrite Beyonce, another self-professed Christian, showing the world what she has got. And of course, she did it all without shame. Friends, you do need to know that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And do remember that Jesus said that many would come in my name and shall deceive many. The answer to their delusions is, take heed unto yourselves. Be smart, friends. Be wise. Be not deceived. We also see Madonna, you know, the material girl who seems to be willing to do anything to grab a little attention. Well, she was also recently dressed up like a witch with gold teeth. Pretty weird. Why all of these immoralities, my friends? It is as if someone is trying to push a message through these musicians, is it not? Does it not strike you that these debased individuals are promoting what the government is attempting to pass through new legislation? To say things are getting a little weird is to underestimate the capabilities of man's fallen nature. And what we see is them that are willing to fall down to the enemy of their souls, worship him, and that with a whore's forehead. Matthew 4:9. Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. These are the last stages to a civilization that is about ready to fall under major judgment. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. As John Adams, the second president, rightly said, decadence follows luxury. And decadence defined means a show of low morals and a great love of pleasure, money, and or fame. So here's my point to all of this debasedness. Does it not strike you that they, the supposed musicians here, do that which is illegal and unlawful on stage only to promote the next agenda that this government attempts to pass as new legislation? For example, gun control measures, marijuana use, homosexual marriage, underage drinking, Satanism, evolution, fornication, and the such? I have to ask, who's doing the legislating? The musicians or the government? It is as if someone behind the scenes is pushing all of this, and I'm not being facetious, this is exactly what they are attempting to do. Push unlawful legislation on the people. Listen to what Bob Pittman, the co-founder of MTV, which has become one of the most profitable and influential television networks of all time, he stated, "The strongest appeal you can make is emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, you got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them."
A poor player.
What about recording artist Marilyn Manson? He said, "I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here. To lure people in, he said, once we got them, we can give them our message." Or what of guitarist Tom Morello of Audioslave? He said on Rage TV, "We are able to seduce some people in by the music who then are exposed to a different political message." Or take a look at a neurologist, Dr. Richard Pellegrino, as he was quoted insane in January 23rd of 1999, "Take it from a brain guy. In 25 years of working with the brain, I still can't affect a person's state of mind the way that one simple song can." So again, friends, I ask you, when Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation, I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control the people," was he right? Yes, he was. And that with the help of fools that help destroy civilizations. bbsradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wow. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio.
Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Tell me, folks, does this sound familiar? Exodus 20, verse 3 through 6. Deuteronomy 5, 8 through 10, Deuteronomy 7, 9 through 11, Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 13, Deuteronomy 11, 1, Deuteronomy 11, 13 through 14, Deuteronomy 11, 22 through 23, Deuteronomy 19, 8 through 9. Oh my goodness, it goes on. Joshua 22, verse 5, Daniel 9, 4, Nehemiah 1, 5 through 6, Matthew 5, 17 through 19, Matthew again, John 14 through 15, John 14, 21, 1 John 2, 3, and 4, 1 John 5, 2, and 3, 2 John 1, 6. Oh, this is the tip of the iceberg. Anybody know what that says? You know, like the Bible says, most people don't know this, you know, because the Bible tells us that the Lord has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind, right? You know, the Bible talks about it in the King James Version over 365 times, not to fear. Did you know that? Yeah. Here, let me go back to what I was just highlighting here. You know, we hear this all the time. We see the carnal professed Christians in America today and the fallen reprobates, those that are abandoned to sin, saying, Jesus loves me, this I know because the Bible tells me so, right? Yeah. It kind of reminds me of God bless America, right? God has blessed America, but that's the theme. That's what people talk about. That's what they parrot constantly across the country. Well, you know what? Yeah, God has blessed America. How about we bless God? Now, let me go back to my point again for the second time. I'm sorry, the third time. You know what all those scriptures talk about that I was highlighting? Just the tip of the iceberg? That if you love me, keep my commandments. Isn't that interesting? It's not so much does the Lord love you. We all know that he does. Here in his love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for the sins of the world. 1 John 2:2. Oh my goodness. Hereby perceive we the love of God that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Isn't that what it tells us? Yeah. We all talk about John 15, 13, right? What is that? Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brethren. Yeah. So that's the response of what we've seen Christ do for us unto our brothers. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. 1 John chapter 2. I'm sorry, chapter 5, verse 2. Forgive me. So when you look at this,
How do we get away from this? How about if you love me, keep my commandments? If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me. But what have you been taught? By the modern day apathetic do-nothings, the antinomianists. It reminds me of Titus 1:16 now that I'm thinking about it. I just want to go there really quick so you can understand who I'm addressing here. Because if you're in the Word, and if you do love the Lord, and you are keeping His commandments, we're on the same page here. But it tells us in Titus 1:16, those that I'm now addressing, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work they're reprobates. Why don't they do the work? They don't do the works, friends, because they're reprobates. That's why. But again, going back to the point that I'm making here, if we love the Lord, we'll keep His commandments. I love it. I love it. And how many times does He say it? My goodness, yes. We always hear all day, oh, God loves you. Oh, which, by the way, Jesus never said. And the God loves you gospel is nowhere to be found in the New Testament in any sense of the word. That's a different show. But if you'd like to prove otherwise, go ahead and shoot it out on live chat because I can prove you wrong. It's not there. Jesus' love was always demonstrated concerning the demonstration of His love as a work of faith and a labor of love, a labor of love and a work of faith. It was always by what He did. By this, our hearts are assured before Him, right? So when we love, we show people how we love them. When we love God, you're known by the love that you have for God, by what you do, is what Scripture says. And furthermore, we're written epistles for all men to read, it tells us. And if that's the truth and we love the Lord, everybody's going to know it. It's just that simple. Wanted to highlight that really quick. It was food for thought. I do want to show you America's love throughout the show today for God. And I'll show you how much they love God by what it is that they tolerate, because it's not love, folks. It's hate is what it is. We're going to be talking about normalizing the crimes. By the way, I want to go back to my live chat right now. I just went back over to Rumble. I've never seen the numbers that low before. Isn't it interesting that all the commercials that are now playing over on Rumble, they're Donald Trump Jr.'s commercials? Isn't this interesting how this is happening, friends? Again, just showing you that they're tightening the noose on the American people. They're driving the narrative. They're controlling the narrative. They've got it through YouTube. They've got it through X. They've got it through Facebook. I mean, how much more are you going to give them, Americans? How much more are you going to give them? Because your freedoms are almost gone. They're trying to shut off the lights, friends, because they love darkness rather than the light. John chapter 3, verse 18 through 21. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to go over and check us out on social media platforms. If you're listening to us on radio, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can watch us on social media platforms. Subscribe to the page. There's 13 to 15 articles over there on sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, and or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. Phone lines will be open for the next four segments, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know, folks, that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Heaven and the Constitution is the only stability that we have in this life. And the fact of the matter is, folks, we better go back to the old past to understand that, because soon enough, friends, you're going to lose more of it as the days roll out, and you can rest assured of just that point that I'm making now. Let me show you this really quick at the very offset of the show here. You're seeing this happening on the federal level. Incoming transgender congresswoman, they call him Sarah McBride. They're telling him he won't be allowed to use women's restrooms, the House Speaker says. Okay, folks, this is nothing new. This has been going on far too long. The said President of the United States of America has advocated what they call transgenderism and sodomy more than any president, even that of Barack Obama under Donald Trump. Just go ahead and ask him. Go online, cross-check what I'm telling you right now. And you'll find that Donald Trump called himself the gayest president in American history. He tweeted it out. Go ahead, cross-check me during the break. I'll see you on the other side to give you more of what you need to hear rather than what it is that you want to hear.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
In today's world, where real men are both marginalized and suppressed, we need to rise up as men and take responsibility for our duties. When you listen to Bradley Dean on Sons of Liberty Radio, you will get a fully charged mandate for what you need to be doing. Bradley blends both biblical responsibilities and our God-given rights in his message to embolden anyone who listens. Both our families and especially our kids are at extreme risk, and real men need to take a stand and stop the madness. You will gain both strength and biblical direction by tuning in to Bradley Dean.
How is God glorified in us and we in him? By his grace. What does his grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him. By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did he give? His blood. What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish his own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to bring you back to the point that I just made during the end of the last segment. I wanted to give you a heads up, too, if you're new at Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead, give us a call at any time. Go ahead, test your steel if you'd like to do that, if you'd like to contend. You can do that as well. You know, matter of fact, speaking of contention, isn't it interesting how foreign this is to America today, namely in the professed church? We were bold in our God. The word bold within itself, Webster's 1828, means forward to danger. The apostle said, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention, fighting over the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:2. But that scripture is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. I'm just shooting from the hip right now, friends, but I was just thinking about that even as we're speaking now. But let me go back to this. Incoming transgender Congresswoman Sarah McBride won't be allowed to use women's restrooms, House Speaker says. Is everybody aware of the fact that even sodomy, you know, homosexuality within the United States of America and all 50 states of our union, do you know that that is felonious activity? Do you know that our laws condemn such activity? So what we have done is we jumped over the top of God's law. Now we're going to transgress. And not only are we going to transgress, but we're going to go ahead and we're going to dare the justice of God to see what he does about the fact that the American people, you know, their hate for God, not love for God by keeping his commandments, it exhibits itself to the world so all can see what it is that 337 million people will tolerate. I mean, this is really serious discipline when it comes to what's going on the federal level, isn't it? That he is not going to be able to use the woman's restaurant. Are you people kidding me? Honestly, you know, this again is called daring the justice of God. And Americans, listen to me carefully. Rest assured, you're going to get a response. You're going to get a response for what you tolerate. It tells us in Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do are an abomination unto the Lord. Does anybody know what the word abomination means? Here, let me say it this way. When you see the word abomination in the Word of God, get away from whatever it is that the Lord calls an abomination. He didn't call it a sin. He called it an abomination. He called it an abomination. It means extreme hatred. God has an extreme hatred. He calls it a detestation. He calls it the object of his scorn, a common signification in Scripture, a defilement, pollution, evil doctrines or practices, their moral defilements. This is all put in place because of what I said to the American people long ago. The last 15 or 20 years, I've been telling you, they are trying to normalize the crime in the face of the people, to demoralize the people, because if they can demoralize you, they can control you, they can enslave you. Put that up against Ephesians 4:14, because that's exactly what's happening, and it's happening under America's favorite politicians. And yet they call themselves Christians. Yet they call themselves God-fearing. No, they've created a God to suit their sin. And rest assured, it's not the God of the Bible. So what you tolerate, that which God condemns, makes you an accomplice for the crime that he himself condemns. You can go ahead and blame it on the other guy all that you want to, but you better understand something, new people. You're the government in this country. And if you fail to deal with what God condemns, you are considered to be an accomplice. Read your Bibles. Because what at length is happening here is Numbers 32:23. America's sin is in fact finding you out. It is finding you out. Now, one of the things that I just had highlighted a couple minutes ago during the end of the last segment, again, I'm not purposely going here, but if I see it and somebody sends it to me, I'm going to highlight it. We've seen the blasphemy. We've seen the idolatry coming from those people that call themselves Christians, and the way that they had put up Donald Trump, who is the one that is advocating the very crimes that I'm now highlighting before you. Somebody just sent this to me this morning, and I thought it might be advantageous for you to go ahead and behold what it is, again, America's putting back into the People's White House. And I won't forget the men who died.
Together, we will make America great again.
Okay, so there's just another example of what's going on. Now you can get a Christmas ornament. I mean, you want to talk about understanding the Word and the heart of God. I've been going through Hosea. I'm coming to the end of it right now, the last couple chapters. And I'll tell you what, the very things that the American people have put in the place of him, I'll tell you what, are the very reasons that America is in trouble and things are going to get worse. And you can rest assured that's exactly what is going to happen, because it is happening. Wanted to bring this up. You guys have all seen this. This is Senator Rand Paul. He is another American appeaser. He's not in federal government by chance. He's not there as a representative of the people of Kentucky, friends, by chance. He is there because he has controlled opposition. I can put that up against 1 Kings 13:33. That's exactly who he is. If you remember rightly, he's the one that's raised hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, telling the people that he's caught Anthony Fauci lying over and over and over and over again. But yet, where is the justice, Americans? I'm curious. Where is the justice that guards our liberties? He promised to uphold the laws in condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous. With all that money that he's been raising on top of the money that he's already made through the taxpayers in this country, one has to ask the question, how is it that he's aggrandizing so much wealth as unto himself? Now, again, the reason I'm bringing that up is because you need to see this. Harry S. Truman said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. You can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. There is a whole lot of crooks in politics today, friends. And let me tell you how they're doing it. Well, I am right now. just keep magnifying the problem rather than the law against those that are committing the crimes, and just keep scaring the people into submission, telling them that you need more money, as if to suggest he's not already getting paid to do the job in the first place, which, by the way, he is. Also keep in mind, while he was telling the American people, talking about controlled operative here, Senator Rand Paul, keep in mind while he was allegedly grilling Anthony Fauci for his crimes against humanity, it's interesting that his wife behind the backs of the American people was in fact buying stock into Remdesivir. Okay, here's the new appeal. And I want you to listen carefully, because I remember right after September 11th, he did the same thing with TSA. Can I ask you a question, Americans that put up with this nonsense? You haven't figured out that they're appeasers yet? They're making a lot of money off the stupidity of the people that keep giving him money, when in fact he's already getting paid to do the job that he isn't doing. But I remember after the TSA came out, he talked about how it's a violation of the Fourth Amendment, which it is. It's a violation of the Fourth Amendment. When the TSA was put in after September 11th, I remember he came out and told all the American people that this is completely unconstitutional. They don't have any authority to do any of this. Well, folks, 23 years later, what's been done by Rand Paul? What's been done by the good guys that claim to be the conservatives and the freedom fighters that call themselves the right? As I say, and I say this for the new people, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party systems, which have been created to divide and conquer the American people. Put that up against Mark 3:25. This is what I want you to hear. Rand Paul said, we as conservatives are preservatives. You can put this up against Matthew 5:13. He said, we as conservatives who are supportive of Trump, what? Conservatives who are supportive of Trump, a conservative is a preservative. Christians are called to be the salt. Salt what stops the putrefaction of society. The church is called to be the light, the salt, right? And it's supposed to preserve the laws in which we have. And if we don't, we're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Matthew 5:13. Is that what's happening right now? Or is just the exact opposite happening right now? So I don't know who he's talking to when he's saying we as conservatives. He must have a different definition of what conservatism is, because it's not the one that's on the horizon in any sense of the word. Are we talking about the same administration that just removed sodomy, which God condemns, and abortion, which God condemns, from their platform, and he's still calling it conservatism? Are you kidding me? Folks, he's nothing short of controlled opposition. He said, Rand Paul did, fighting on the behalf of the American people, that we need to caution Donald Trump about sending the army into our cities. It is a terrible image to send to the world, and it's a terrible image for us as citizens. Well, then I'll tell you what. I'll ask the question to Rand Paul, who won't respond to our call and request to have him on the show. We've had his dad on the show, but he won't come on the show. I wouldn't come on the show if I was Rand Paul neither. But the fact of the matter is, the question that we need to ask them, because the burden of proof is on them, not on us, we the people, is why didn't you stop the illegal invasion through the treasonous said representatives throughout the United States of America before it took place, Rand? No, that's all you're taught, Americans, is for them to complain about what it is that they know that you'll tolerate, Americans. Again, started off the show with saying, hey, if you love me, keep my commandments. Heaven wants to know, where's the love, professed Christians? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, this is South Dakota State Senator Julie Freimuller. If you want a power-packed, informative lesson on both the Constitution and our God, you need to listen to Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty podcast. Please get out of your routine and experience reality from someone who isn't afraid to tell the whole truth on what is actually happening in our country. We should all know by now that mainstream media is not trustworthy and is counting on our complacency to accept their narrative. Bradley Dean tells it like it is, and you will benefit from his message.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths in working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
William Booth, the founder of the Salvation Army, prophesied over 100 years ago that the chief danger that confronts the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration, politics without God, and heaven without hell. And here we are today. Hey, BBS Radio.
Swing!
BBSRadio.com.
Oh, did I hurt some feelings? Yeah. Just turn back on the mainstream media that you don't believe, you little whimpering, apathetic, pathetic humans. I mean, it's really embarrassing what you see in this country, friends. It really, truly is. I'm highlighting right now, friends, Rand Paul said, we as conservatives, of course, gutting the pith and marrow of the word conservative, that are supportive of Donald Trump, the one that advocates for abortion, the one that advocates for sodomy, the one that advocates for transgenderism, the one that advocates for disarmament, the one that steals our money and reallocates it to foreign countries, I guess he's a conservative somehow or another. But Rand Paul said it's a terrible image to send to the world, and it's a terrible image for us as citizens that Donald Trump will be sending armies throughout the cities of America. I'm here to tell you, friends, you better understand a little something with history, because our friend over at none other than Rutherford Institute, he's zeroed in on this, and he's exactly right as to what he's trying to warn the American people of. This isn't a game, what's going on right now. This is how it begins. As a matter of fact, he was highlighting on his last article He called it the deep state, which there is no such thing. Is there another government at play? Well, this one is dissolved. Yeah, there's no question about it. But who's advocating and giving strength to that, what they call the deep state? Your politicians are. Look at his headline says, this is how it begins. The deep state wants to terminate the Constitution. Well, what a better way to do that than just go ahead and call for something called emergency powers or executive actions. And I'm talking about executive orders that are unconstitutional, or these emergency orders that are unconstitutional, because that's exactly what this is all gearing up towards. This is exactly what this is all moving towards. Why would a said president and I'm talking about the federal and the state levels and all the said representatives sit back and tolerate an administration, treasonous Joe Biden's, allow him to allure illegals into the country, and then to sit down for 4 years and to say that he had the right to do that, commit the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, and then all of a sudden stand up and say, okay, now we got our guy in office, and now what we can do is we can go ahead and put a stop to what's going on concerning these illegals that are in America. No, no, no. Hey, friends. It's the illegals, as they were allured in here, do remember that they were the ones that didn't have to prove who they were. They were the ones that were allured into America, okay, through deals being made by Joe Biden and that of the Mexican governor. And I'm talking about what was coming from the southern border. And that's all you have to do is look to the ferry across the border on the northern border to understand what Trudeau was doing with the president as well of corporate America. Put that up against 1871. Folks, there's nothing in politics that's not first planned. This, the point that I'm making here, it's aimed at law-abiding Americans. Just ask the definition of a domestic terrorist given to you by none other than the DHS, which gave 72 definitions. It wasn't the sodomites. It wasn't the communists. It wasn't those that hate us and mean to upend who we are. As the government is merely using these people, and I hope they have enough common sense to understand that you're being used as the political battering ram to upend who we are. Until they don't need you anymore, they'll do the same thing to you. This is why we need to get back to the things of the Lord. Now, let me go back to this because I do want to make point with this constitutionally. Okay, Rand Paul didn't say it was unconstitutional concerning the emergency orders that Donald Trump means to implement. I'm here to tell you, he does not have, like so many other things that they do, have the constitutional authority to do that. When you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, it's interesting that the militia is to be called forth. Who are the militia? Me and you. The militia are called to come forth to execute the laws of the Union. For what purpose? To suppress the insurrection and to repeal the invasions. How come that's not what's being made reference to right now? How come they're acting and alluding to the fact that, I mean, Mr. Constitutionalist here, Rand Paul, how come he's not bringing forth or making reference to the Constitution that condemns Donald Trump's actions to want to go ahead and use the military? Oh, and P.S., it doesn't stop there neither. I'm not going to stop there because I want to show you how we're supposed to double down on what in fact is happening here. Because we're not even supposed to constitutionally have a standing army. Did you know that? Americans, did you know that? There's term limits on appropriations. The U.S. Constitution has several provisions that limit the use of standing armies. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 12. It limits the amount of money Congress can appropriate for the military for up to 2 years. We're not supposed to even have a standing army. Matter of fact, a standing army in time of peace, they're dangerous to liberty. Did you know that? Why? For what purposes the said government may use against its own people? We've already seen this. We've already seen the government pull those in the military as to who would basically deal with their own people. We've seen just recently, where the Defense Department of the United States of America somehow out of nowhere said that they can now use the military to execute Americans. This is all brand new information. I mean, you can act like they didn't just do this, but they did. And I'm just going back to the confines of what our said representatives can do and what it is that they can't do and what they mean to do here, friends. They don't have the law behind them to do it. So how are they doing it? They're doing it behind the ignorance, again, of the American people that think that they have the right to do it. Well, what of executive orders? Executive orders found under Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which is the Supremacy Clause. If you look at Article 2, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, they're there to enforce the laws found within the confines of the Constitution, not to create them out of thin air and then assume authority that the people never gave them. But what are they doing? They're doing just that. They don't have the authority to do it, but they're going to do it, aren't they, Americans? You better ask yourself the one question. That's all they're doing is gauging the people to see how far you're going to let them go. That's what's happening. And I'm here to tell you, according to the Constitution, they do not have the authority to do it. Now, one of the questions I want to lay to your candor is, are they attempting to do this under the guise of a good guy or under the guise of a bad guy? If you just said to yourself, a good guy, now you're beginning to learn history. Because what people need to understand, and I'm saying this for the new people, that oppressors and tyrants and dictators have always come and they've always risen in the face of their oppressors that are, I'm sorry, of the people that are putting their oppressors in office because they were loved, not because they were hated. And if it wasn't true, let me ask you today, friends that are here every single day, where are all the people on the show today? We're being throttled, friends, and you know that we're being throttled. We're being suppressed and we're being censored, and you all the well know it. I wanted to show you another video here. I thought you guys might get a kick out of this one. This will rain on somebody's parade for sure. And of course, that is my job. Read Hosea 6:5. You guys all know who this guy is, right? Who is this guy? There he is with Netanyahu. They're trying to sell to the American people as a hero. He was impeached during the pandemic because the people of that country stood up and they impeached him. Why? Because he was the one trying to commit a genocide against his own people. Okay? I don't know where people are getting off just thinking that we're supposed to just follow them because they live in Jerusalem or they're Israel. Again, I say this 1,000 times over, and of course, one of you are going to take me out of context. When it comes to the Jewish people, why don't you read the Word of God and make distinction? Because that's what Jesus told us to do. When you look at Revelation 3:9, there were those of the synagogue of Satan, and there were those that weren't. Romans 2:28-29. I'm going to go over there right now. Matter of fact, because I need to just confirm what I just got done telling you concerning Romans 28:29. It says, and I want you to hear this, a person is not a Jew who is only outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. Not a person is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a person's praise is not from other people, but from God. Now that's a version that is just, it brings no closure. So let me go back over to the King James Version. For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, just because he calls himself one. Neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of man. Not of man, not of man, because Scripture tells us that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God, but that which is of God. What is this one? Wow, we have Dr. Oz. Remember this guy? He was pro-vaccination. You guys remember this? Oh, 20 million dead now and still counting. 20 million dead, still counting. He was out speaking and kicking it with Donald Trump. While he was playing little party favorite or one of the clowns in the circus of politics when he was advocating for him. And it's interesting because Dr. Oz, I mean, you're only going to get there. Folks, you're not going to get up there and criticize the guy that's running for president. For some reason, that's all been censored in the minds of the American people because they haven't taken the time to read the First Amendment. They haven't taken the time to turn around and look at history that repeats itself if they don't learn from history, because it's our bulwark for freedom. But again, to criticize usually shows the truth of the matter and sincerity of what a real friend is, right? Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Well, they've taken on kisses of an enemy is deceitful because they don't like that faithful stuff. Because if they were faithful and truthful about it, they themselves wouldn't be promoted going up the political ladder, just like the one that they're promoting. But I want you to listen to this guy. This is Dr. Oz, who now I guess is anti-vaccination, but he was pro-vaccination when he needed to be, and he flipped over when he needed to be. But look at
really works in America is when you take charge. So I went to war for you. I went to battle.
He went to war for you, Americans. Isn't this what they all say? I am a freedom fighter. I went to war for you. If you went to war for us, then what are you doing standing there promoting the guy that's the one that opened the curtain to big pharma companies to attack us in the first place, right? Yeah, don't want to think that through. Well, you just did. We'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, the producer of the film Agenda, Grinding America Down. Agenda has won many different awards for its clarity in explaining the purposefulness behind the 100-year war against America from within. If you'd like to get a copy, please go to agendadocumentary.com, agendadocumentary.com. This award-winning film will help be a great educational tool for you and your family.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
How is God glorified in us and we in Him? By His grace. What does His grace work in us? True holiness. Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to Him. By whom does He give us salvation? By Jesus Christ. How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us. What price did He give? His blood. What did His blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who was given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did He choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles, to abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews, and to establish His own righteousness. What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
Love it.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, guys, during the breaks, you can tell that we, and you can hear for yourself, that all those controlled narratives, the propaganda outlets, we've shut all that off. All of those are gone. They're not on our website in any sense of the word anymore. It's all been stricken and removed for the very purpose it's not helping anybody to be confused, right, Daniel 9-7. So anyways, with that, I wanted to let you know, because it's November and it's December, I want to let you know, friends, that we're still available to shake, rattle, and roll. We usually go out a three-month window. November and December usually slow down a little bit, but I'm here to tell you, friends, this is when the government pushes things through while men are asleep. Matthew 13:25. And you need to understand that many of the bills that they pushed through, the most offensive bills, most unlawful bills, have been pushed through when the American people fall asleep. November and December, all year long, friends, what is the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance, said Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America. We can't afford to go to sleep because a good portion of all the useful idiots and idolaters, Acts 12:22, they're sleeping now. They think everything's going to be taken care of. Oh, they are. They are. But it's not going to be the way that you thought it was going to be taken care of. Okay? And I'm going to show you something in just a moment here. I want to finish a point that I was making during the end of the last segment. And so you will, we can go ahead and close that point that we had concerning what Donald Trump can do and what he can't do. He's not a government unto himself. He's there to uphold the laws. Same thing with the criminal, treasonous Joe Biden. Same thing with every other said president. They are there to uphold the laws, not to create them, not to assume authority. That's never been delegated to them because that's where their power comes from, as ours comes from the Lord. So you need to understand that's all they're doing is just using in plain semantics with the people to try to get one over on the top of you. In the sense of, well, we'll just confuse the language so they don't get it. And, you know, we'll just throw it on the president that he's got the authority to do it. And we'll push that which is illegal through. And we'll go ahead and send the military out into the streets. Hey, folks, remember how I told you that Amos 6:3, remember we kept kicking that scripture out over and over and over again? You know, the Bible talks about how it will come to our front doors if we don't deal with it. Isn't that interesting? I just caught this now as I am speaking forth these words. And I just want to go there really quick so you can see for yourself and hear for yourself as to exactly how it is applied. And I am going there again, live radio. You know, I'm sure you're probably not used to this. Most things are scripted. Well, we're not scripted here. We're led by the Holy Ghost. Romans 8:14. You that put away far from you the evil day, okay, and cause the seed of violence to come near, okay? That's all that's happening is you're being conditioned, you're being desensitized, and it will come down to what the people tolerate. He does not, again, let me reiterate, he does not have the authority to send the military out, our dads, our brothers, our uncles, our neighbors, our friends, to go ahead and enforce a law that they should have enforced at the border long ago. Remember, it was your government that was attacking your border patrol. Remember, it's your government that you're tolerating. Every country deserves the government that it has, the reflection of what you tolerate. That is your government that attacks you every time you travel. That is violating your God-given rights. They do not have the authority to do the things that they're doing. And if they're lying to you up to this point, what do you think that they're going to do if they see the people are just going to go ahead and go along with it? Do you think that they're not going to, you know, incrementally take another step through the Hegelian dialect? Because that's exactly what they'll do. It's what they've been doing since day one. I want to seal this point with something James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said. He said, do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which only can end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government. What is on the horizon right now when you hear this nonsense coming out of the con man's mouth, you can rest assured, friends, that it is an illegitimate government, like I've always told you. It is illegitimate. They are not following the rule of law, friends, and the American people are not obliged to submit to an unconstitutional order. But I will tell you what you're obliged to do, what you are obligated to do and you are commanded to do by heaven and on the behalf of your posterity is not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men that are now perverting the Constitution because, in fact, that's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. Let's take it one more step. There was other things I wanted to hit today. I'm not going to have time to do this. One of the things that we see now is Elon Musk, the Satanist, go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you. The guy that's been put up as a new player, as a fighter on the behalf of the American people. It's puzzling. I'm dumbfounded by the ignorance that I see on display by the people. His mom's an occultist. He is a Satanist. go ahead and put up images of Elon Musk and put in the word Satanist and put in the word costume. You tell me what he is. His girlfriend, she calls herself Grimes, okay? Grimes calls herself a witch. She is the one that is breeding his children. He's also the one that's palling around with Donald Trump right now because he's the one that wants to put a chip in the back of everybody's head so they can be basis. Oh, that sounds like it's just way out there. I totally agree. I totally agree. But you know what? It's exactly what they're doing. During the pandemic, I had said over and over because I observed it almost instantaneously, something really weird going on with the banks. It was nothing that I seen. It was nothing that I heard. It was what I discerned when I would go to the bank because they were trying to deter us from coming to the bank. They tried to get us to go to the phone and say, you don't have to drive here anymore. You can do that all through the phone. Well, one day I was going to drop off a small deposit in a city outside of Minneapolis, a suburb, and in the process of doing so, it just happened to be our home bank, and when I went inside, I asked the guy, I said, where are the tellers? He said, there is none here. This is a cashless bank. Well, guess who's pushing this more than Donald Trump and his pals in big corporations, Isaiah 28, verse 18? Nobody. Who's pushing these dream cities, these 15-minute cities more than these guys? Nobody. You can go ahead, Americans. You can go ahead and keep just throwing it behind your back and act like it has nothing to do with you, but it has everything to do with you because I'm here to tell you that once you get to the point where you forfeit, because that's how it'll happen, your rights aren't taken, you forfeit them. The minute you forfeit your right concerning cash, which, by the way, is a violation of the Constitution, okay? Just want you to make sure that you understand that we are supposed to have silver and gold. I know that's a real word, and that's a trigger word for the agencies that are used to go ahead and beat down people like me, just so you know. But it is constitutional, and it's found in the Constitution of the United States of America. But what you need to understand, folks, we are supposed to have gold and silver. That is our currency, right? Not a cashless society. See, because if you go cashless, friends, what you need to understand is you just forfeited everything that you are. You just gave all power over to federal government and state government. What I want you to contemplate is the fact that they can't even control their own lives, but they're just adamant about selling you out for a bonus from their special interest group that they're working for that's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Playing the Judas, Luke 22, 48. But when you look at Article 1, Section 8, it talks about to coin money, regulate the value thereof, and foreign coin, and the standard of weights and measures, to provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States of America. Isn't that amazing? That we've already gone beyond that. We've already gone beyond all of that. It talks about the punishment. No money shall be drawn from the treasury, but in consequence of appropriations made by law, not policy, right? Oh, and the list goes on. I'm in Section 10, Article 1, Section 10, powers denied to the states. Make anything out of gold and silver, coin a tender in payment of debts, and that alone. Are we beyond this? Oh, yeah, we're already beyond all of that. See, if you just take the time and read it for yourself, you'd understand that what they're pushing right now is big-time tyranny. Because, again, what they do is they want to put you on a system where you're completely dependent upon them. Once you forfeit your cash and they have all control over finances, they will then put you on a system where you are scored by your obedience to the government you now just submitted to. Look to China, if you think I'm kidding. Because that's exactly where it will go. If you've not read Revelation 13, 17, you better take the time and do
so. Amazon just released the mark.
This is Amazon.
Check this out. You won't believe it. The scripture says in Revelation that during the time of the tribulation, when the Antichrist is in rule, he will require you to take a mark on your forehead and on your arm, and that will be the only way that you can buy, trade, or sell any kind of goods. Well, Amazon has released a contactless pay method in which you just have to insert a chip into your hand that has all your information on it that will allow you to pay for goods. Folks, is this the technology that is leading us to what the scriptures talk about?